The world's oldest film festival is underway in Italy. The Venice International Film Festival kicked off with the world premiere of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Maybe not the movie I'd expect to see first, but okay. And a streaming series disclaimer from Mexican filmmaker Alfonso Cuarón also premiered to a standing ovation. To learn more about this year's most talked about entries, we called Scott Roxborough. He is the European Bureau Chief for The Hollywood Reporter, and he is in Venice right now. And I'll try to contain my rage and envy, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. And I have to say, it is everything you imagine and more, just to stir that jealousy.
I was going to say, rub it in. Thanks. Great. Yeah. So have you seen Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice? And what did you think of the sequel to this 1988 hit?
Yes, I did. I was at the world premiere here in Venice. And I have to say, I had very low expectations going in because, if I'm honest, Tim Burton in the last 15, maybe 20 years has, for me, been a bit of a disappointment. I felt his sort of bigger budget Hollywood films lacked a lot of that sort of, I don't know, quirky fun of his earlier movies. But this film really feels like a return to form. It feels really sort of homemade, spontaneous, kind of clumsy and ridiculous and really, really entertaining. And I'm old enough to have seen the original Beetlejuice in theaters. So for me, it was a huge, you know, trip down nostalgia lane. But I think it also works for, you know, younger viewers who maybe haven't seen the original Beetlejuice in theaters and maybe even come to these characters in this whole world for the first time.
That's great to hear. And also, I think the five-time Oscar winner Alfonso Cuarón, apparently his streaming series debut Disclaimer was very well received too. Tell me about that.
Yes, that's actually my favorite thing that I've seen so far here in Venice is a TV show. Apple TV's Disclaimer, you said, it's Alfonso Cuarón adapting a novel. It stars Kevin Kline and Cate Blanchett. And I don't want to reveal anything because it's full of spoilers, so I won't touch any of that. But it's a mystery about a woman played by Cate Blanchett who seems perfect in every way, career, professionally, personally. But she has a dark secret that is revealed, and then everything sort of starts to unravel. But there are so many twists and turns in the story that it keeps you guessing till the very, very end. I had to sort of binge watch the entire series in order to find out what happened. It's quite phenomenal. They always say with these type of series that, oh, we weren't making a series, we were making seven movies or whatever. But this series really feels like seven movies. Cuarón, the visual style is incredible. The acting is really top-notch, and I can't wait for the rest the world to really get a chance to see it and talk about it.
Okay, so before we let you go, it sounds like you've seen a couple of things that you really felt great about. Were there any things that didn't quite measure up so far?
Yes, I mean, it's still early days, so I'm sure there'll be some stinkers to come. Venice always produces a few. But so far, it's been a really impressive lineup. And to come, we have films like Baby Girl, which is a Nicole Kidman erotic thriller that looks really exciting. We've got Daniel Craig playing a gay man in a William S. Burroughs adaptation, Queer. That looks really exciting. And we've got Joker, Furia Deux, the sequel to the 2019 Todd Phillips film Joker with Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix. And just from what I've seen of that, it also looks really, you know, barn-busting. So I'm really, really excited, actually, this year's right. Usually I'm quite cynical going into these film festivals. I've been doing them for quite a long time. But this time it really looks like Venice is delivering on all levels.
That is Scott Roxborough. He's with The Hollywood Reporter. When we reached him, as you can hear, having a fabulous time at the Venice Film Festival. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.